Welcome back to A Better Love, where we talk about healthy love and how to foster it. I'm your host, Dr. Greg. Today, I have the honor of introducing a new friend, Jacqueline Hurst, UK's leading life coach for peak mental fitness, number one international best-selling author, How to Do You, and GQ columnist. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure. Like, it's so exciting to talk to you because when I read your article about dating, I was like, I need to speak to this guy now because it's like such a hot topic. And I feel like, and you know, I don't have all the answers on this one, but that makes me sound like I've got all the answers on others.
I think you might. It's okay.
No, I don't. But I mean, I think this dating topic is such an interesting topic because it's like suddenly so much has changed so rapidly. And everyone's sort of having the same conversation about like, and I was going to swear, but I won't.
Please swear.
Okay, thanks. I will then, because I can't help myself sometimes. But you know, what is going on? Like so many people that are single are struggling.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
More so than ever before. I don't think we're like suddenly talking about it more. I just think it's literally more than ever before. You know, people are like,
we're confused. There's a lot going on. Technology is advancing more quickly than at least single heterosexual men can keep up with it. So, Jacqueline, how is dating out in the UK these days? In general, for clients, in general, friends? Yeah.
I mean, I haven't heard in a long time about people saying to me, yeah, I had a great date. Like, maybe it's because of the work I do. I don't know. But I would tell you that clients are struggling with dating, dating apps, dating fatigue, dating manners or lack of, dating confusion. You know, like it's changed.
Yeah. So what is your, what's the template? What are some of the core beliefs that Jacqueline has about what a healthy dating experience looks like?
I think
best case scenario. Yeah, like what you're talking about. Yeah.
Manners, respect, understanding, and I should have put this as number one, but communication. Yeah. Because I think that today so much can get lost in a WhatsApp, right?
Yes.
You and I could be having a conversation. I could be like, Greg, that's not funny. And I could be like, Greg, that's not funny. Or I could be, Greg, that's not funny. Or I could be, hey, Greg, that's not funny. Yeah. And you see, like, that's three
different. I like the last one. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course, right? But you know, that's three different ways of saying the same thing with three different interpretations. There's probably 50 interpretations of that. And how are you going to know when you're doing that on a WhatsApp, right?
You're not going to know. There's so many. Oh, gosh, stay out of the thing. Listen, you know, if I don't know anything, but I'm 39, turning 40 soon. And I know that being in person with somebody and looking into their eyes and letting them hear the tone of my voice and whatever is where it's at. So don't fuck around on text message, please.
I say that a lot to people. I'm like, you know, if you are speaking to somebody, like you don't want to be doing this whole essay thing on WhatsApp. Also, people use that, you need to like hide behind. It's like, is that a social problem? Like,
it's
get out,
problem.
Get on it, move along, work it out, you know, like.
Play in the sandbox together. Let's do it. What's going on? What toy do you have, you know?
Right. Would you like to have a cup of coffee?
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So it comes down to the simple things, Jacqueline. I don't know. I can't get away from the simple things. Manners.
Yeah.
A good example of manners is just like, if you say you're going to do something, do it in general. Follow through, be consistent, I would say, especially the first 3 to 5 dates. Would you agree with that, manners wise?
I mean, just be a person who does what you say you're going to do. Like, just be that person, full stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just be that person, not just in dating.
Yeah. In life in general, men don't listen to me, but I'll say this to the one or two men who may listen to me in the show. We, you know, there's so much to be gained from being consistent in the way we love. And Jacqueline, I don't know if you agree with me, but the way we love shows up in the way we date.
You know, women today are looking for, I think, you know, women today are very different from women like 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, where nowadays women can pretty much, you know, pay their own bills, work how they want to work, do what they want to do, take themselves for dinner, buy themselves the handbag, go on vacation. I'll say vacation, we're speaking in America here, but, you know, go on vacation with their friend. Like, they can do their life, right?
Yeah.
And what they need today from men is very different now.
What do they need? What do they need? What do they need?
Women need, I believe, emotional intelligence from men.
Yes. Amen.
They're looking for a man to listen to them, to be understood by a man, and for the man to have emotional intelligence. And I think it's, you know, men are not always taught that stuff. Like, you know, men are not.
Which men? Do you know many men? I don't know.
No.
I've met many men. I've served in the U.S. military for over 10 years.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, if you could go into schools and teach boys about emotional intelligence, and by the way, girls too, right? It's just, but if we could teach that, I think maybe things might be a bit different. And, you know, it's nobody's fault, right? Like, it's men are very logic, very logic. Women are very emotional. You know, so there's a lot of that men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing, but it's gone even further. I don't know what the planet is.
Well, now because we're confused. Well, no, because it was already messed up to begin with. We didn't know how to talk about whatever, right? Like dating standards, for instance. Like my father, for instance, met my mother on the dance floor in East Providence, Rhode Island. And after that date, he was like, yeah, I want you.
Right.
My mom was like, what? And he was like, yeah, are you mine now?
Right.
And she was like, what the fuck? And she, you know, and then, but within the week, he was like, are you into me or you're not? Because I'm on. And she was like, okay. And right. They were married for 50 years and they had 6 kids. I was one of them. My 5 older sisters, by the way, Jacqueline.
Say again?
Me and my 5 older sisters.
Right. I love that you're talking about this topic, probably because you've had 5 older sisters.
I hope so. 5.
I will tell you that your parents and my parents, they had it different from us, right? Like, there was not Instagram. Your dad was not flicking through Instagram looking at swimwear models, right? And your mom was not, like, you know, out there, you know, doing things that she couldn't do back then that she could have done today. Right? I'm not going to get into this and don't know any drama, but... You know, like the times, it was different.
Yeah. But it takes energy, right? Regardless of, like, even back then, it took energy. There was an energy exchange. You know what I mean? There was effort and initiative, and there is, by the way, all of this. Let me get closer to the microphone. Oh, gosh, I need to be closer to the microphone.
Come closer, Greg.
Yeah. All of this love that we're talking, Jacqueline and I are talking about right now, this fierce, healthy love exists, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, if you're in the UK and you want peak mental fitness, please reach out to Jacqueline. All of her information is going to be everywhere.
Thank you.
Jacqueline, how many dates does it take to get fatigued?
I mean, if you're in a really bad way, it could be just one date. You know, it's like, enough. But you know what's lovely about love is people keep trying. You know, I love that.
Hope.
About love, right?
Hope is the only thing we have.
I do think also, like, one of the biggest problems I see is when people take it too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When they take it like a, you know, this is a serious thing. It's like, oh, that's not the energy to go in.
Well, that's not hot, ladies and gentlemen. That's not hot.
It's not hot, but it's unraveling. It's why you've got to do your work on yourself, right? And you've got to learn to love yourself and your life before you even sort of get into that space, because otherwise you go in as, like, what, you know, sort of, you feel like you're a half person and this other person's going to complete me. Like, no, you are complete and whole, and you got to live like that. And then you attract differently.
Yeah.
This is a whole, Greg, we could be on this conversation for like hours.
Well, I hope you come back. I mean, I hope you come back.
Are we allowed to talk about your date?
No. How long are periods of, this is my next question. I have all my questions written down here. How long are periods of singleness between fatigue? Like for most people, regardless, most of the people we're talking about who may listen to this are just normal like me and you. You know, average dating experience. I don't know, Jacqueline, you might not have, you may have an above average dating experience. I'm not sure. But singleness between, like, after people get fatigued with these men or women, whoever they are, that are disappointing us. What do you think? Are people on long stretches of like singleness?
I think so. But, you know, it's also a really interesting space. Like, I find when people come to me and they're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like, in a way, I'm like, yay. Because it's at that space that people are really open to understand themselves more, right? Like why they've repeated patterns, why they've done things the way they have and it hasn't worked out. Like, you know, I'm a big one about teaching people, you know, we don't point our finger outwards, we point our finger back at ourselves and look at ourselves, right? And it's at that space in that dating fatigue place that you can really grow. Like, I don't know about you, Greg, but I've done my best work when I've been like on the fucking floor with it.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
And in then general, yeah.
In general and in dating, I think.
Yeah. Well, that comes from some wisdom there. Ladies and gentlemen, seek out people who are not only professionally qualified, but also wise and who you can trust. That's the only people I have on the show, by the way.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, yeah. Is there something to be said about a really good date being refreshing energetically in this whole game that we're talking about right now of dating, regardless, 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, 70s? We like those.
Wait, is that a question?
Is there something to be said about like that it's actually the case that we can be recharged? You know what I mean? Like that there are people who are depleting of us in the dating process who we probably don't want to be with. And then there are people who we might meet, we hope, by the way, regardless of where you are in the scheme of things, who like at the end of the date, we feel like refreshed by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can happen for sure. But yeah, we don't want to be dating too many people that are depleting.
Fuck
us.
No. Please not.
Ever,
don't do
by
that.
By the way.
No.
Yeah.
How many people can you date at the same time, Jacqueline?
Well, are you asking me personally or for
just your recommendation to my listeners.
It depends what you're comfortable with. Some people are comfortable with like, I only want to date one person at a time. Some people are like, fuck that. I'm going to date 20 women and see who comes through. I mean, I don't know. The juggle, right?
I think it's about energy, because if you're thinking about the tip of the spear, like the most evolved men out there, heterosexual men, really, I'm talking about right now, who are emotionally intelligent, as you're describing, women want, perhaps. I don't think there's anything radical about that thought. That's been around for a minute.
All right. That not
we've known for a while, gentlemen, right, that but women have been seeking emotionally intelligent men. This is not a fucking mystery.
Newsflash.
Bottom line is, seek out people who feed your soul, and those people exist. I'm not talking about fairy tales. I'm not talking about unicorns. Unicorns don't exist, even though Jacqueline, you know, she's pretty special.
Well, bless you.
Yeah. But
I mean,
what thoughts do you have, Jacqueline, on anything I'm saying?
I have, you know, I have good thoughts about it. And I think that, you know, there's some really great books out there as well. Like, there's a really good book by a guy called Harville Hendrick. Someone told me to read 100 years ago about getting the love you want. And it's like this first chapter, which is so clever. And it explains what everyone in listening to this has been doing all their lives until you read the book, right? And you're like, oh my God, I'm not special or different. We're all attracting the wrong people, right? For a reason, okay? And I think doing that work and understanding why we're doing that is really important to stepping, if, you know, learning that stuff about yourself before you step out into the dating world, I think is quite a, you know, important thing to do, to understand yourself. But I also think that dating is also meant to be enjoyable and fun. It's not meant to be something that is stressful and horrific and, oh my God, I've done this too much, I can't do it anymore, I'm stopping. Like, what's going on there, you know? There's just so much to talk about, Greg.
I agree with everything Jacqueline's saying. Jacqueline, I went on your Instagram before the show, and everybody needs to follow Jacqueline. Let me see if I get this right. Jacqueline underscore Hurst underscore. Yeah. And here it is. Here's the story. 6 hours ago, ladies and gentlemen. All it takes is one decision. A decision to never again settle for mixed messages, misaligned desires, dysfunctional behavior, vagueness, coldness, and indifference. Attraction is a sneaky little devil. Don't let it trick you into settling. What's, yeah. Tell us the story about that and why we need the heat.
I love that. Yeah. I love it. I love it in so many ways because, you know, when you value yourself fully and completely, you're not going to put up with half the shit you're putting up with when you don't value yourself, right? And I mean, I can drop a dating story in here for you if you'd like. I see, I'm happy to share, Greg.
Sure.
I remember this guy and we met online and he was like, hey, you want to go on a date? And I was like, listen, I'd love to. And I was just having this month of where I was doing FaceTime before my date. So I was like, I'd love to do a FaceTime with you first. And he was like, yeah, that's cool. I'm down with that. I said, great. And then it went dead for a few days. Okay. Like that can happen. We're all busy. Fine with that. And then he sent me another message and he was like, hey, you want to do a date? And I was like, hey, I was like, already strike one. The guy hasn't listened, but okay. You know, I'm all for like, let's just see. And he says, you want to do a date? I said, you want to do FaceTime? Throw the ball back. And he was like, oh yeah, yeah, FaceTime. That's great. When do you want to do that? I said, okay, great. Let's do a FaceTime on Wednesday. He says, okay, done. So Wednesday came and went, Greg, and there was no FaceTime. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. To say the least. The next day,
he sends me a WhatsApp. He's like, hey, when's good to FaceTime, Jacqueline? And there was only one answer for that, Greg, which was yesterday. That's it. Like, that's it. He's like, do you want to do it today? I said, no, thank you. Good luck with your search. Like, no. I'd have to get wound up by that or stressed out by that. But like, no.
No, right? Full stop.
Right. So going back to that quote, it's like, that behavior is not acceptable to me today. Why do I have to get wound up with it? You know, like, good for you, whoever his, I can't remember his name, but like, let's call him Bob. Like, good for you, Bob. And good luck with your search, Bob, but not here. That stuff doesn't work in my little vicinity, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's why that quote is so powerful, because we learn the more we do our work and we learn to value ourselves, that we don't put up with that stuff. And yes, chemistry is a sneaky little devil, but chemistry, they say, is really familiarity. Another long topic of conversation we could be having. And familiarity not always in a good way, yeah?
Dropping gems here. Holy cow. Okay, I'm impressed. I was already impressed. We have to get back to that, though. Thank you for sharing
that much. Story. So much to talk about, yeah.
By the way, I'll get better at it. I'm a psychologist. We have problems with self-disclosure. Anyway, dating fatigue doesn't matter if you're the most attractive human being in the world. And by the way, I'm in Los Angeles, Venice Beach right now, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of attractive people here.
I'm sure.
Compatibility and chemistry are necessary at the beginning. Yeah. And chemistry is divine in my view. One of the criticisms, Jacqueline, that I got, going back to the article I wrote about the single lonely men who are out there really having a rough time, by the way, finding any women to date. Oh, I love you guys. I'm sorry, but I can help you. Go to abetterloveproject.org. There's tons of content, free skills, and Jacqueline's got free stuff. And we're rooting for everyone to do their best.
Because we want everyone to, like, you know, love is like your birthright, right?
Oh gosh. I love it. I vote for Jacqueline. But one of the criticisms I got from men, I actually am still getting emails, just got one yesterday. Do some people just generally have an advantage regardless of their gender? I don't know. Maybe they got a lot of options and they pick well. Do those people exist? I mean,
well, maybe that's the thing. You know, maybe they just don't ever want to settle into anything, get too close to anyone, don't show any vulnerability. And so they're quite happy to date. Maybe that's, you know, maybe that's why they're not getting fatigued. Yeah. Like, okay, good. That's working for you.
Because it's about an emotional investment. And dating is an emotional investment. I mean, if you want to be real and if you're looking for something serious and if you actually are seeking something long-term, would you agree with those?
I think it should be an emotional investment at a certain point.
Yeah. Which one? Not which date? Which one? Which date? Tell me. Which date is it that I emotionally invested in?
I don't think it's date one, Greg. Like,
no. You know? Okay, that's fine. By day three, though, I think by day three, you got to be a little bit. I mean, you got to be
by day three. Okay.
So maybe some people do have advantages out there. Even so, beautiful women are fatigued because there's too many options on dating apps, and in general, there's lots of disappointments out there. We got a few minutes left. Any other big things that we want to know about fatigue, or any hope out there for us single people in our mid-30s, mid-40s?
Yeah, there's always hope. You've got to go in with hope. If you've got no hope, you've got nothing, right? You've got to have hope. But I just keep banging on about how not to take it all so seriously.
Yeah.
I think when we take these things so seriously, we ruin it for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, it's meant to be fun.
Fun, pleasurable. Lots of pleasure. Hopefully lots of pleasure. Yeah. As soon as possible.
Also, take your time. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Like, there's no hurry. Like,
There's some things. There's some hard stops out there. I mean, especially, you know, there's some hard stops out there. Understand
what's
those.
A hard stop? What do you mean a hard stop?
There's like, you know, have we frozen the eggs? You know what I mean? Like, have we, right?
Yeah, yes, you can kind of take those, like, you know, and that's never a bad idea, right? All of those things are good. And there's also a lot of it that's out of your hands, right? So the more we try and control this stuff, the harder that gets as well.
Which goes back to your original point, if I may summarize something that I heard.
Yeah.
And let me see if I was tracking or not, Jacqueline. I mean, we have to focus on the things we actually have control over. One of those things is maybe working with someone like you, if you can find somebody like you. Jacqueline's in the UK. If you have understood this from this conversation, my apologies or from her accent. But anyway, to work with someone like you, but focus the things that you have control over. That's you, right? That's all the things. And then to take a leap of faith, you have to take a leap of faith in dating and in love. And that takes, you have no control over any of those things.
Right. And do it with joy. Not stress.
Yes, joy. Oh my God. Have so much joy in your dating experiences, my friends. So much joy. Jacqueline, I'm wishing you tons of joy out there in London.
Thanks. We need to get into a much deeper conversation around this, Greg.
Apparently.
We have to do topic by topic, you know. We'll be here till 2029, but we'll do it.
Yeah, the work has to be done.
Totally.
The work has to be done. Jacqueline, it has been an absolute pleasure to spend this 30 minutes with you.
Thank you, Greg. It's been a pleasure to spend these 30 minutes with you.
And we'll all hear from Jacqueline again. If you're not already following Jacqueline on all the things, look at the show notes, read the comments with the content. Go check her stuff out. She's fabulous. I trust her. From my heart to yours, love each other fiercely. Peace.